For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Woolsey fire continues to burn mostly out of control in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Thousands remain under evacuation orders. In Westlake Village, Dan Rettinger watches as crews hold off the flames.
You can see the flames going up like 10, 20 feet, but the helicopters and the firefighters are doing such a good job. They put it out like right away before it can come down that mountain.
With around 24 people already dead from the California fires, the town of Paradise reduced to a smoking ruin and fires still raging. A fifth search and recovery team has been called into Butte County. With a recount underway in Florida, Republican Senate candidate Rick Scott has this to say.
Bill Nelson's a sore loser. He's been in politics way too long, 42 years. He just won't give up. And he's saying, if you're not a citizen, your vote ought to count. He's saying that fraudulent ballots ought to count. That's wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
French President Emmanuel Macron, in a speech to commemorate the end of World War I, tells world leaders of the dangers of nationalism and of nations that put themselves first above the collective good.
Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism by saying, our interests first, who cares about the others? We erase what a nation holds dearest, what gives it life, what makes it great, and what is essential, its moral values.
Some interpret that to be a swipe at President Trump's America First approach to international affairs. Top congressional Democrats are urging acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker to step aside from overseeing a special counsel probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer tells CNN public confidence in the Justice Department's work is critical.
The ideal situation, which I hope will happen, is to allow the Mueller investigation to go forward, to make public what he recommends, and take it from there.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News Sunday there's no problem with past statements by now acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker that are critical of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Trump campaign connections with Russia.
It's not even clear to me that Mr. Whitaker has been briefed on the Mueller investigation. He has been the chief of staff to a recused Attorney General. It's the Deputy Attorney General, his chief, and his team that has been overseeing the Mueller investigation.
The ACLU is among civil rights groups that have filed a federal lawsuit over President Trump's restrictions blocking migrants from asylum if they cross into the U.S. illegally. USA's Wendy King reports.
The president's proclamation says migrants who enter the U.S. illegally through the southern border will be ineligible for asylum and cites the caravan of Central American migrants traveling through Mexico toward the U.S. But the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights are seeking an injunction against the policy, calling it illegal.
A beer war is brewing. Pabst Brewing Company and Miller Coors are heading to trial Monday to settle a contract dispute in which Pabst accuses the brewing giant of trying to undermine its competitor by breaking a contract to make their products. Pabst lawyers argue the company's very existence relies on its business relationship with Chicago-based Miller Coors, which has made and shipped nearly all of Pabst's beers since 1999. Miller Coors argues it's not obligated to continue brewing for Pabst and that Pabst doesn't want to pay enough to justify it. For U.S.